Woohoo!
Here we go. Now we are recording.
Dang.
Right after
we just got a
long, so.
What'd you say, John?
Right after you just coughed up a lung, so.
Yeah. my throat still got a little tequila burn in it. Carl, see if Carl can figure out what's in here.
And we're down Mr. Rex Gator tonight.
Did he send out a note?
Yeah, on the rocket thing.
On the rocket.
No DCC for him tonight.
Oh, yeah. Because he was posting like... Yeah. Well, he missed out on our other podcast on Sunday because he was sick. So, man, I wonder if he's still not feeling well.
Well, I was just in his part of the world, and it was hotter than hell. So.
Yeah, I know that. How was the trip to FL?
It was okay. I'm glad to be home.
Yeah.
You
stayed
like
on the park, though, huh? Did you get all the early admission shit?
Yeah, we got all the early admission shit and did all that kind of stuff. And it was fun, but there's only so much of the teeming masses of humanity that I can handle. So.
Understood. Yep.
The highlight, though, is going to the steakhouse in our hotel and having the people bring their dog in a stroller in.
Yeah.
That was...
There's the lady who walks on my road that has her dog in a stroller.
Yeah, but you don't... Does she bring it to
a restaurant is, like, the next level.
So I lived in the Netherlands for 3 years.
Yeah.
And they bring their dogs everywhere. They bring their dogs.
We're not in the Netherlands.
They bring the dogs in the restaurants.
But we're not in the Netherlands. Yes. This is...
That's yuppie or something.
Nah, it was weird.
It's just dumbass is what it is.
And just before that, we had the kids, the 12-year-olds wrestling at the table until the waiters finally told them to ask them to leave.
So. Wow.
I think Orlando gets the worst of all humanity. I mean, as visitors, for sure.
And it was four 12-year-old kids, their dads, and every one of them had a baseball cap and the chrome sunglasses on the top of the baseball cap.
They
were horrible human beings.
Yep. Yep.
And they were betting on who was going to vomit first. So it was classic.
Among the kids or the dads?
I couldn't tell. It could have been either way.
All right. All we got to do is get Carl in the room somehow here, and then we're...
All I did is click the link I saw.
I know. It's super tough. And the link is now in two places for Carl. It's both in Roll.
I was going to say, because I couldn't get Rocket Chat to open.
Yeah.
Because it, like, wanted 50 up.
Hey, if I got here, he can get here.
I saw D20 had it, so
yep.
I'm like, all right.
Yep. It's all there.
what does Rocket actually update?
That's Ty.
I don't know. Swede reinstalled something.
Like within the browser, it updates? I don't know.
Or are you using the app, Gersh?
On my desktop.
Oh. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what it would be updating. Probably some malware.
Probably.
Yeah, probably some malware.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket.chat.setup. Please wait while it installs.
Okay.
It's version 2.15.3.
I've never heard of that. I didn't know there was a desktop app. I just look at it in a browser.
There is a desktop app.
Okay. How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Yeah.
Very disappointed I missed the
podcast.
Yeah.
Well, whose fault is that?
It's my fault. It's actually Pete's fault.
Whose fault is it? No, why didn't... Sammer's fault.
Exactly.
It's always Sammer's fault.
It's always Sammer's fault. You guys want to see? I can load up a WAV or MP3 files, and then I can just hit them. Like, somebody say something funny.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yep. Or we can
say, you're enjoying your Zencaster?
John, you really hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Or I can load up clips of Dave saving things.
So that's it, one leg.
Or somebody says something dramatic.
Very nice.
All kinds of shit, yeah.
You didn't get anything of Dave at Donkey Kong, did you?
No. That was actually from Pete's Gamma World role-playing session where Dave's saying, that's it, one lick. Oh, come on, Rocket Man. He's probably too drunk to click on a link.
I don't even know who my character is in this one. I got to figure it out.
Oh, Carl.
Favorite Rocket Man on Skype once when his wife was just yelling at him not to throw up because he was cleaning up his vomit.
I wonder if he has a Mac.
I think he
may have.
I do. It seems to work okay.
I'm on a Mac.
Make you install another browser, or did you already have?
I mean, I use Chrome all the time, and it seems to work with Chrome. So, Chrome or Firefox? Yeah, I mean, are there other browsers?
There's a built-in Mac one, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Safari.
Safari.
Yeah. He's on Chrome. Jesus.
Can we email him? He seems to clearly.
He has the link. Yeah. He can't connect.
Types his name.
It's a link. It's a web link. Did we get Derek? Here we do.
I'm here.
Excellent.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey.
Look at good. This. Look at this crew. Ready to raid the dungeon. For glory, for gold.
I don't even fucking remember what was happening, so.
I know.
Weren't we traveling? Bringing people
I'm
somewhere.
Glad you guys all went back and fucking listened. Not like we make recordings of this shit.
We're helping out some wimp and his manly wife or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
And there was,
oh, yeah.
That's like episode some demon
oh,
child.
No, we
that shit.
Yeah, we helped the demon, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you did.
But I think we're going to go back on our journey with the loser, though. Because we did that at night, so we could come back.
I'm guessing nobody's going to get XP for recapping this time, because you guys are like on episode 2.
Oh, we did more shit after that? I don't even remember.
Well, you helped the demon, but that was at the end.
But I don't think that was it, though. That was the end, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
There
you, mind, you guys were heading back to the main town at the end
yeah.
with a cart. You had, changing PC. All right. You had a cart and Samus, the paladin, tied up in it, mm-hmm. and also Carl's character's tied up.
Then we left him in a warehouse.
That's right, you did.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Well, here we go. There's the recap right there.
I'm glad you know what's going on.
Yeah, so you guys had the battle with Wayne of Newt, remember? The necromancer of Hallowbrook. Yes. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of chaos. And I think what's your wizard's name, Derek? Or was it Rex's wizard that cast?
No, that was me. It was Norwood, I think.
The wrong
yep.
Norwood, yeah, Norwood cast made the wrong guys bigger.
It worked. It worked.
That was classic. Yeah.
They
couldn't move because they were too big to fit in the hallway anymore.
Wow. You could take that in a whole new connotation there.
Hashtag mission accomplished.
Indeed.
All right. So, and I did listen. So I'm fairly up to speed. I did take some notes. I realized. But Rex isn't here. I wonder if I should just penalize him for that. But Derek is here. And at the end of the encounter with Wayne of Newt, you guys remember...
Got a silver dagger.
Spacey? You guys got mm-hmm. daggers that were like silvery in appearance. Spacey and... who's your thief? Sam Cobb, I think. Right, Gersh?
Todd Cobb.
too many Sams. Got the daggers, and then he would, Rex's spellcaster, Philibert or something, I think it's Philibert, yeah, asked him if he could see some spells, and then you left before he could follow up on that. So I was going to let you guys go back, and, I don't know what spells you guys have, but here's what I was thinking. If there is a spell that you want to learn and you'd have to give up one of the spells that you currently have, you could ask Wayne if he has it and would teach it to you. Probably, and it would have to be a level one spell. So this is really
good. Let's see. Right.
And there's no guarantee he's going to have it. I'm going to roll to see if he has it, but you can ask, you can, and if he doesn't have it, you can ask again, I guess, one more time.
Yeah.
Then he'll get frustrated.
Well, it's been so fucking long, I don't even, running off bat. I do.
Spell, do you have the PDF or the book? There's a list of spells on page. Stop making fun of my searching noises. Page 127.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's always
that's
magic.
Boring.
Fireball.
Okay.
Status fireball. Of the user.
Charm person is a good one. Charm person could cause major chaos. Did we get Carl?
I don't know. Don't see him on the chat then.
Oh, I thought I heard another voice. Mm-hmm. Just random noises.
No, I'm just babbling back here. So.
Okay, good.
No, I'm good. I like all these. Some of them aren't helpful, but I want to see what chill touch doesn't. Chill touch sucks. Right? I mean, because of the way it works. Yeah, I do. I have chill touch,
yeah,
and it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's not
somebody had do it, chill right? touch. Don't you already have chill touch?
Yeah.
Well, it's a level one spell. I mean, it's
not.
It's not very chill.
Yeah.
Not very fresh, as my kids would say.
Your kids 20 years ago would say.
That's what Mike.
Going to make us go back to Discord.
Is he?
I don't know. He can't seem to get in, even on a PC.
Damn rocket scientist.
Oh God.
There's too many working parts. He needs something that's very simple for his little brain to have.
This is the simplest one we've done so far.
This is like Clay who can't get Discord to work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, he got Discord to work.
And then he didn't like it, right?
No, he could not get his mic to work.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
did he have it plugged in?
Well, I told him, like, you know, it's probably a setting in your browser. You can either go figure that shit out, or just try doing the app. Which, and you know, you can go on the Rocket chat. And I'm like, hey, try using the app. And I said it, you know, because then he's like, blah 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 blah. I'm like, did you try using the app? And I like said it 10 times. And guess what? He tried the app and it worked.
Yeah,
I think charm person might be good. We'll go back and ask. Magic missile's that's a little conventional for I think what we want to do here. But yeah,
sure. Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, so you're gonna see if he knows how to do charm person. I think the odds of that are good.
Lightning bolt.
Because he's
lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
In fact, he does know how to he has charm person in
all
one
right,
of his
I'm gonna get rid of and, chill.
We'll teach it to you.
Oh,
so
shit,
you
that's
have to
right.
pick which spell you want to give up
yeah.
and then you can replace it with charm person. And then roll for Mercurial Magic at some point
all right.
while we're doing something else. Well, so how long do we want to try and let Rocket Man figure this shit out?
PvP, we could end this real quick.
His character is the one that whole started the whole weird PvP.
Yeah. John and I are making fun of Rocket Man. Oh shit! And it's not. He was having trouble, and Derek came in the room. I haven't heard that there's any limit to it.
Yeah, I mean,
like I hit invite, and it's
I had to type it in.
Link to your guests,
and you enter the link.
No
then
one
you
else.
Type your name, and you're gone.
And this is exactly the same link that's in my thing. And you enter the link, and you go.
I didn't even type it in. I just hit the link in D20.
Click on it.
I hit.
Probably gave you a set. Are you sure you want to do
it? Yeah, it said you have to
maybe
go to
has
an external whatever.
Disabled.
Right.
And that's it. And then you type in your name. And tell them to hit refresh after it's a white screen. I guess I could do it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Are we going to get the Australian? Anthony's going to come in?
Yeah. Wait, he'll come in with his rotohammer. Because he knows, like, for months they were doing rotohammering on the roof of my office building, and I was about to go fucking insane.
Yeah, they're starting a massive 2-year project in my office building, and I'm going to be right next to where all the construction is. They're building a wall. They're like, we're going to put a wall here to help keep out the noise. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. They're getting rid of cubes. I'm going to be sitting all next to people. I hate this with such a passion.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So it's even more open.
I'm going to be on top of, like, everybody. I just have no desire to.
You got to come to work with blinders.
It's ridiculous.
Just get a pair of horse blinders and
or, you know, what you need to do is just, like,
work from home.
Come to work and, like,
a bathroom.
Your, like, boombox, set it on the desk, turn it up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, does that bother you?
What? I was allowed to play music from
at a reasonable volume, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Reasonable volume.
All right.
I'm not looking forward to this. All these freaking millennials.
I'm wondering how long we want to wait until we go to Discord. Well, I guess this is part of the stress test.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
From the south can't.
Yes.
Rocketmen are not allowed to use Zencaster.
It will be interesting to see. I mean, he's always had issues. Like, he could never get the images to show up on DCC. Like his little icon.
Yeah, he has had it. That's true. Yeah. It's probably like his computer is probably full of malware or something.
Yeah. Probably uses anti-Norton virus malware. Or Norton antivirus, and it blocks everything.
Maybe. I'm trying to see if I have any.
It's on the NASA computer. That's why.
Yeah. I don't even have any options.
Now I want to start typing lyrics to Rocket Man on here. Wow.
My computer's on fire.
I was wondering how it was going to get worse. Yes. The listeners, Rocket Man is saying it's worse. All
right, the more I touch, the more things break.
All right, we're going to move to Discord, I guess. Because Discord still works. So
why don't we chat? We could chat. Isn't there a chat room or chat live agent person we could talk to on the?
Oh yeah, that's true. Let me see.
The lower right of the.
In the settings.
New conversation.
On the recording page itself, in the lower right,
back tomorrow. They say.
No. They're
not 24/7.
Boom.
Or it says. Fucking find the answer yourself.
I'm gonna stop this recording.
I create an account, and then I go in there. And it goes straight to this blank page, but the only thing that's in there is this text, or like a message chat window that doesn't even work.
Well, we have a chat window.
Nice.
I wonder what would have happened if you would have typed that shit in. You should have typed something in there.
Well, it kept giving me an error, so I'm going to.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to hang up. Oh, you can actually hang up the call. I'm going to hang up the call. That should kick you guys all out. But leave that browser window open for everyone else.
Says you're all done. All the tracks have finished uploading. It is now safe to close this tab.
Okay, go ahead and close it then. Yeah, Gersh, I show you as done. Derek's not done. John, you're not done. And I'm not done.
No, I still got 17%.
I guess I have a better connection than all of you.
Yes, your bandwidth is good. All right, well, so much for all my
sounds back.
God damn it, Carl.
Well, I'm unloading on this. So this poor kid, Adrian, is on here, and I'm about to unload on him, and who knows how the hell he is.
Adrian?
He's probably Adrian.
I assume it was tech support, but it says Adrian, and underneath it says
Oh, yeah. They're not online. We had that idea of we're going to go, because it brings up this fucking chat window. Oh, yeah. That's what you're seeing. Yeah, and I'm like, hey, you know, like, I don't know. All right, well, now maybe we won't do Zencaster if not everybody can get on. We'll have to see what they say. Carl broke it. But we're still on the free trial, so. What the hell? All right, did everybody make it?
I got all kinds of great background noise.
Yeah, I see Derek. I see Gersh. I see Carl. I see John. I see Ty. Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I heard you. I saw you.
All right.
And I was going to do the one thing. We did have a syncing issue with the Cabal podcast. Jason says he kind of interrupted it in the middle because he was having mic problems. So he says that's what it was. But we were going to have a whole little sync thing where we all say the same word at the same time. And we were going to like have to decide on what word we said. So we could still do it if you want. We could say like jackass. Like I'll go 1, 2, 3, and then we all say jackass together. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Okay. 1.
Yeah.
2. No, wait. Stop. I'm gonna count, and then after 3, and I mean after 3, we're gonna go 1, 2, 3, jackass. Except when we do it next time, you're all gonna say jackass with me. 1, 2, 3, jackass. Oh, you guys stop. We're out of sync. We're going to be out of sync forever.
I'm going to cry.
This is the gold. There's no, we don't need to role play. All we need to do is work on technical issues. Oh, shit.
Lord.
Okay. Great. So we were recapping, Carl, and, Your guys were asleep, so it really doesn't matter. Because, you know, the last thing you remember, you were fighting some evil necromancer, and then you fell asleep. Both of your characters did.
Yeah, y'all just can't handle the truth.
That's right.
He was out to get you.
Yep. All right. And Derek got a new spell. And you guys are in... I think we ended up last time you'd made it back to your inn and cuddled up in the room and had gotten a couple hours sleep before the dawn, or, you know, maybe even more than a few hours because, what's his name? Falafel and, the large.
Oh, yeah. And his wife.
What was her name?
Crotonia or whatever.
Crotonia. I like that. Her name may have to be Crotonia now. Remember the inn you were staying at. I circled it here as the Filthy Flute. Uga. Her name was Uga.
Uga. Yeah, it was
Uga. Uga. Like Uga. All right. So you're in, and I think in Roll 20 it still shows the map for you guys. You're in Hallowbrook. And so, you get back to your inn at 4 or 5 a.m. What time you guys going to wake
Derek?
Up? Did we lose Derek?
Not somebody.
Nope. I think we lost Derek.
No? Oh, he was muted.
There we go. He's back.
Okay. So, what do you guys want to say? How did you leave it with Falafel? Maybe, I'll just tell you. Let's see. Falafel said,
we're going to be leaving it.
Go ahead, John.
No, wasn't he? He was like, we were going to leave at a certain time and, we said early and he said no. His wife had to sleep late or something like that.
I would have thought he would have said like, no, we're leaving at the crack of dawn.
No, because we had to keep waiting around because his wife.
Well, okay.
No, no, that was when you left the, I mean, I'm not saying you're actually going to leave at the crack of dawn, but
I think he agreed that we were going to leave early, but nobody believed it.
Right. Nobody believed it. That is the correct response. Yes. So what time are you, so you've got, Dr. Hansey and, what's your other character, Carl?
Deviated Septum.
Deviated Septum. They're still tied up. You've left Samus in a warehouse. So let's set the scene. It's, you know, the sun is now, has now fully risen. It's probably around 6 a.m. Is anybody waking up or are you all guys still sleeping? Dr. Hansey and Deviated Septum are now awake and tied up in your room.
Okay.
So what's happening?
We kick him a few times to make. I kick Deviated Septum awake. Oh. Is he awake?
He's awake.
Just wait till I lay my hands on you.
Yeah. So we untie him up.
Okay.
Untie them.
Carl, anything going to happen when you get untied?
We're out of the presence of the guy that triggered a response.
Yeah. Okay. No longer triggered anymore. All right. So maybe
I might twitch a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe a little sullen. Hansey is a little bit sullen. All right. And Deviated Septum as well. Okay. So, you head out to the place. Go ahead.
Who's got the TV on?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm going to have to.
It sounds like we've got.
I'm all ate educational up.
Videos. Carl's all tempered. Over this.
You're going to have something good on. I got to watch it.
I had tavern background noise. Music. As a wave file in the Zencaster, but you know, you fuck that. We're not hearing that anymore. Damn, I'm bitter.
Instead you get YouTube videos.
That's right. All right. So there's it's a pretty small town. So you guys had agreed to meet Flawful and Uga. At sunrise in the main square. It's probably maybe half an hour after sunrise now. What are you guys going to do?
Okay, so I have a question.
All right, let's head over there.
Go ahead, Derek.
Is the town small enough? So before we went to see the demon, I investigated a statue that had some sort of interesting properties, but I couldn't figure anything out. So, is the town small enough that I don't think I said
I think that,
that
is
anyone?
In the main. There's only one square, and that's where the statues are. Yeah.
Okay, because I could not figure anything else out, I'm gonna disclose this to our party. And ask if perhaps someone's not chaotic or something could find about that statue.
Okay. Is there anyone willing to, and what do you want to find out? There's four statues in the center of the square. They're black marble. They have some words on them that you're able to decipher that talk about them being the, there's some of the, so the country you're in is called Moraine. And these four statues, are in the likeness of the four founders of Moraine. But they're all in, they're frozen in poses of anguished death, which is a little weird. And what did you try and do last time? I don't remember. That was a couple episodes ago.
I did detect magic, and they were magic.
Yep. And there was magic. You did detect magic.
And I believe I tried to decipher the words, and I could not figure that out.
Okay.
So is there anyone with...
What do you need?
Hello?
Go ahead. Well, Gersh, what was your question?
What do you need someone lawful for?
He's wondering. I don't know. If the reason he couldn't figure anything out is because he was chaotic.
It may not be that. It may just be that I'm dumb.
Could be.
Well, someone even dumber than you will gladly take a look. Well, actually, Bob Pye's not that dumb. Bob Pye's gonna. We'll go take.
Yeah,
a look.
And he's lawful, right?
Yeah, he's lawful.
Yeah. So what? Describe to me what is Bob Pye gonna do? I mean.
I'm gonna. First of all, with my amazing intelligence, I recognize who these individuals are.
Okay.
And upon coming to them, I'm going to read the plaques or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, and I've already told you what the plaques say, essentially, right? It's
yep.
They're historical plaques. These are the four founders of Moraine. You know, and it's all about, you know, it's blah, 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 noble self-sacrifice, this great country, blah, 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 BS, BS.
Yep. Nothing about why they look the way they look or anything like that.
Speak, friend, and enter. No, it doesn't say any of that shit.
Malak.
Right.
Fascinating piece of history.
Yes.
That's about all about Pisces.
But they are magic. There's something.
Oh, there. Yeah. No, when you cast your detect magic smell, they are definitely magic. I'll read you what, so maybe Bob Pye is able to kind of translate the words better. These statues are here to represent the sacrifices people of the Vale made to win their freedom and the pain one must suffer to see justice done.
Hmm. Wow. Truth, justice, and the Moraine way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys going to do anything else?
Well, is Palop there?
No, he's not there.
is the wagon gone? Or, I mean...
Oh, no, he had pulled the wagon into some inn. You don't see any sign of him or Uga or the wagon.
Okay.
I say let's go on our quest.
So what is your quest? What is your quest?
I'll be honest, I can't remember, but we're going somewhere.
Whatever it involves a YouTube video, so.
Yes. I think Dr. Hansey and Deviated Septim, what you're remembering is you had agreed to, you heard great things about this Castle White Rock, and you were setting off in that way. In that direction to explore Castle White Rock and seek your fortune. And right injustices, I guess, for some of you. So you could leave without Falafel and Uga. It's a fucking sandbox. You can do whatever you want. It's, you know, you've been waiting around for a little while now. It's probably 8 or 9.
We've pledged that we would continue with them until the end of their journey.
We've had
this conversation before. With
a stable boy comes running up, and he's out of breath, and he goes, "Masters, from the great merchant Falafel begs your patience. He'll be out from his inn momentarily. He begs you for just another hour.
Another hour,
dude. we're gonna role play this real time.
Oh, yeah,
everybody got a drink?
Yeah, I need another drink.
You go get a drink, John.
I'm gonna get another drink.
Okay. All right. So an hour passes. Or are you guys gonna leave?
So Spacey is gonna the thief is gonna follow is gonna follow this kid to see if he's going back to his master.
Okay. Yeah, he heads back to a different part of town. It's kind of a higher class hotel or inn, I guess, than you guys were at. Not much different though. It's a pretty small town. These are probably the only two inns in town. And you see him head back into the stable area of this inn. What is Spacey going to do?
Stable area.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. I'll try to quietly follow him into the stable.
Okay. You probably have like a thief gets like a sneak thing, doesn't he?
Yeah, but Spacey's not a good thief, and I haven't played this game in a long time.
I haven't either, but I mean, it seems like you are
silently at +3.
Okay, so give me a d20, and what's your? Let's look at Spacey's sheet here. We're just gonna wing this shit. Not like we ever didn't do that before. Let's see, core stats. He is a pretty shitty thief. Isn't he? All right, so
yeah, no, he's not great. No, it's horrible.
let's see. Class. Can we give me a sneak roll?
Are we still waiting for a roll?
Yeah, but yeah, Stacy's decided to follow the messenger back.
All
right. Let's see. Sneak silently. Holy fuck.
Stacy's going
minus one. Oh, your armor made you minus one, but you got plus three. It's, so it's not a natural 20. But yeah, you there is no fucking way that this little stable boy is going to hear you. So you're able to follow him in. He kind of goes back in the hay, and then you hear this. What are you going to do now?
He's getting it on.
Found what I expected. Silent. Well, so I'm silent, but I'm not invisible. I'm going to stick my head around the corner, see if I can see what's happening.
Are you really? My sound effects were not enough.
Well, I'm gonna look.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you this one for free, Spacey. He's hunched over, and his arm is moving quickly, and then
his
back arches, and you hear it. Oh, and then there's a white liquid that kind of shoots out. I think this subject may, you know, your spycraft is excellent, but I think your subject may not be the most deserving.
I'll step out from around the wall and say, excuse me, sir.
And he's gonna he'll jump and he'll be like, what? Oh, sorry, I wasn't, what? And he's kind of like,
is there a goat nearby?
Really guilty. No, it's just him and a bunch of hay.
I'm gonna ask him, where is, excuse me, I will be happy to pretend I didn't see
that. And he won't, he's not looking at you.
Of course.
In any way.
Of course.
He's looking at you straight in the eye.
So I'm gonna.
With one eye.
So I will tell
him. How are you doing?
Young sir, I promise I will not look you in the eye during this exchange.
What are you going to ask?
You will just tell me, which room is our illustrious leader in?
You mean the guy who sent me to you?
Yes.
I mean,
yes, sir.
Dude.
Yes, sir.
Looking. He just gave me two copper pieces. He's not my fucking master. His name's what? Fuckhead or something? Falafel. I don't know. Yeah, falafel. That's it. He's in room two.
Thank you, sir. And I will keep my eyes averted and back around the corner.
By his wife's super hot, by the way. Okay, you got. I don't know whether that was worth it, but you got some information.
Yeah,
That's probably worth an experience point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
There.
He endured that.
He earned that one every year.
That's right.
So I'm gonna go to the room. I'm gonna go room two and knock on the door.
As you approach the door for room two, you hear a you're gonna knock?
Yes, I'm gonna knock.
Wait,
I'm not gonna knock.
Oh.
Let's see. Is it an old style, is the door locked? Does it have a key?
I mean, it's, you know, it has like a doorknob. It's an inn. There's a common room on the first floor. You walked up the stairs. There's a long hallway. Room one and two are on the right and left side of right after you come up the stairs. And it's just a plank door with a wooden knob. There's a keyhole, but you don't know if it's locked.
Can I look through the keyhole? Is it that sort of keyhole?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to look through the keyhole.
And you're going to look through?
Oh, of course.
It's too bad we don't have a sanity die in this thing. So what you see, you can kind of make out this large, you know, Falafel's kind of a skinny guy, but you see this, you see kind of Falafel, you know, and he's kind of lying down, and bent over him on top with a large, like, protuberance coming out is what looks like Uga, and she's kind of behind him, and then your mind goes blank.
All right.
And rightfully so.
So Uga is not human.
I guess you guys are wondering what module I'm pulling this from.
Last night, apparently.
All right. Well, so I'm not conscious now?
No, you've seen things that you're not super happy with knowing.
Okay.
But you're still, you've kind of looked away.
Huh? Okay. Well, I can back up, right?
Oh, yeah. And you didn't knock. They, you know, as far as you, they're still doing whatever unholy thing that they're doing.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back and tell everyone I saw this.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody make a sanity roll. No. there you go. Yeah, no, you tell everyone, and your voice kind of shakes a little bit when you talk about the shadow on the wall of this large, fat woman with a large thing dangling between her legs. And, you know, maybe there were some straps you saw.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Who knows? Who knows? There was a lot of it seemed like there was a lot of oil.
So it's not clear whether something I saw was just disgusting or unholy.
Oh no, it was just disgusting.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll inform everyone that, you know, they're busy. But they're not horrible. They're just busy.
They're just busy. You know, whatever happens behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And about 15 minutes later, you know, a very disheveled Falafel comes around the bend cart. He looks spent. He looks a little sore. He's kind of sitting a little funny. In fact, he's not even sitting at all. He's kind of hovering over the bench on the cart. In a little crouched maneuver, and there's no sign of Uga other than the you know, she's obviously in the back because there looks like there's a little stress on the axles of the cart. And he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. The books took a little bit longer to settle up this morning, so
yeah, you know, that's right.
Kind of the life of a merchant is tough." But, I'm, you guys.
It's what he should have
said. Yeah.
Sucks when they stick it to you.
They bend you over and give it to you hard.
Yeah. It stays in Hellebrook.
Yeah. And, so now we need to work in, and Ty had to, run out for a second, but we should work in. He's got two characters and we need to work in, and I'm thinking some of you guys can help me out with this. He's got,
is Ty returning or is he?
He's coming back. He had to run somebody somewhere. Odo Smallborough, I think, is one of his, and Grimnorn Onyx Hand is the other. So he's got a halfling and a dwarf, and, somebody tell me how they know one or both of these characters.
I mean, we have a dwarf in the party already, right?
We do. Yeah. We have a couple. We have Angus McCreeton.
Angus.
Hey, Spacey, did you see a halfling and a dwarf in the bedroom with them too?
That would be.
And they were dressed up in leathers with Joker hats on,
yeah.
Dancing around, playing the flute.
Stonehenge,
exactly. Yes. that would be super good. Yeah, maybe. I'm kind of liking that, Carl. What do you guys think? So, on the back of the wagon, in kind of weird leather outfits is this halfling and this dwarf. Ty's going to hate me for this, but whatever.
Yeah. That's okay. Are they oiled? Yeah,
there's a little bit. They're not oiled, but there's parts of them that seem to shine unnaturally. like they've been oiled and they tried to wipe it off.
They've been shaved off.
Yeah. And Falafel goes, let me introduce you. These fine fellows here, are going to join, and they expressed an interest in further adventures with you gentlemen, but, they were very useful to me, in certain activities, that I needed to have done here.
They've been on adventures with you?
Yeah, before? Here in Hallowbrook. I can vouch for them, absolutely. This is,
certain devices were used.
Yeah, let me introduce you to Grimnorn Onyxhand, a dwarf's dwarf. And we'll let Ty. And then Odo Smallborough. Small stature, but large, impact, if you know what I mean.
His burrowing capabilities are renowned across
the world. Good thing we're going with such a serious tone for this RPG. I like it.
He's burrowed in places no man has wanted
to. All right, so you guys have been introduced, and you have some new caravan guards. So how many? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 caravan guards for this shitty ass caravan, but okay. Nobody's gonna fuck with you guys. All right, well, so Falafel's like, hold on a second. And he goes back in the wagon, and you hear some screeching, and he comes out with a little round, like inner tube thing, and he puts it down on the seat, and then he kind of gently sits down on that.
Donut.
Yeah, donut. Yeah.
A rubberized donut.
He's like, okay, I'm ready. Are you gentlemen ready to, finish our journey to, Silmar?
Let's keep it going, boys.
All right. So it's probably around 10 by now. You guys head off on the road. Let me do this. Reveal. And, certainly, you know, you guys have been on this road before. You had the encounter with the rock, to the west of Hallowbrook. But otherwise, you know, the road's pretty quiet. You ran into some, quote unquote bandits, some soldiers. I don't know. What else have you seen on the road?
Flying creature that came by and
the rock. That was the rock.
The rock.
That's right, yeah.
I
thought that was maybe like a wrestler. So,
well, could be.
Could be.
The rock likes to play D&D. Did you know?
It does.
Yeah. Many actors actually, and especially younger actors, like, you know, because D&D wasn't, I guess, became more mainstream later on than when I was a kid. Anyway. But drama geeks like D&D apparently.
Okay.
So let's see. Let me find a d20 here. And I'm going to roll some dice.
Woohoo! Dice are rolling.
And I'm going to drop it on the fucking ground. Okay, let's roll it again. All right. Yeah, you set off, and the road is empty this morning out of Hallowbrook. You don't see, you know, maybe you can see a couple farmers in the distance. There's some fields to your south, mostly grasslands on the other side, the north side of the road, but it's pretty quiet. So let's around mid-afternoon, you come up onto a bridge over the river.
Why?
Yeah, sure. The river. Why? The river. How much? No, the river. Why is fine. Spelled W.
W Y E.
W-Y-E. Sure, why not? And the bridge is guarded by soldiers of, what did I call this fucking place? I should be consistent. Moraine. So you had met up with, you'd met up with whatever the fuck that, officer. Remember when he was talking about the rock and you?
Yeah.
What was his name? Anyway, but he was an officer in the Moraine, Moraine, I don't know how you, Moraine-ish army?
Guard? Moranian?
Moranian? Moranian is probably correct. What the fuck? Reinald. His name was Reinald. He was a lieutenant.
Oh.
In the Kingdom of Moraine army. I'm just trying to remember all this shit. Not that he's here, but the, you know, there's a small detachment guarding this bridge. There's a small toll, which, it appears that Falafel, pays very grudgingly. You guys cross the bridge.
Wait a minute. We got 13 bodyguards.
Yeah. No, and Falafel's paying, you know, I you can kind of guess he's probably paying a little extra because he's got so many fucking bodyguards. You guys get a little bit of a raised eyebrow. And as you cross the river onto the other side, the road, both to the north and south, it's kind of like a little swampy, a little fenny. The road is, it's a nice road. It's, gravel. It's a raised a little bit from the fens. But there's not really a great place to camp. It's coming up on 7 p.m. and Falafel gets a little bit anxious. He's like, I don't like camping in these fens. We should continue.
How much farther?
Well, he's like, the fens are, you know, the fens go on for another 6 miles or, but I don't, there's no place to camp here. It's just, it's not good.
We gotta stop sometime, Falafel.
Have you had a bad experience in this area or what's going on?
Well, I mean, you can see that we can't go off the road to camp. And if you camp on the road, you know, the soldiers come by and get angry at you. And if you try and camp in the fens, things come out of the way. It's not good. It's not good.
What's up ahead, Falafel? How much farther?
Six miles or so. We can camp on the edge of the fens and the forest. The forest that's in Silmar.
If you'd gotten up on time, maybe we would have gotten there and did a decent hour.
He's just going to glare at you like.
Yes,
normally we'd have an earlier start. That was the plan. But, you know, the books, I had to do the books. So, you know, coming up with excuses now is not helpful. It's not helpful at all.
No, the books are a pitiful excuse, but hey, whatever. Let's go.
All right. So you keep going along the road. Evening falls. Dusk hits. It's dark. You light torches.
Yep.
It's kind of creepy. There's, there's the normal swampy sounds in the evening. So, can make some people a little bit jumpy. You know, nothing comes out of the water. Hmm. And, by, you know, what you would guess is probably about 9 or 10 o'clock. You reach the edge of a forest. The road continues into the forest and Falafel's like, and he's obviously like really, really sore. He's like, well, we'll camp here. I guess this will be fine. So you pull off the road, onto the dry kind of edge of the forest, and you make camp. He's like, we'll have a dry dinner tonight because I can't. Yeah, we don't have enough time to fix a full meal. Anyone going to say anything?
We should be sure to leave early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, damn straight. Like,
oh, it's a no. It's only 6 or 7. We're fine. We can sleep in tomorrow. Anyone going to say anything?
It's time to, we need to get out of here early tomorrow.
We're going to start heading down the forest at sunrise. You could join us if you'd like.
It's like, well, if you don't come into Silmar with me, I, you know, that our contract is no longer valid.
Your contract is so important to us right now.
Okay.
We're going to Silmar. How far is it to Silmar? Does anyone know? Do we know?
He just told you it's about 6 or 7 miles from where.
Oh.
So you guys are essentially here. Why can't I? Why can't? Oh, because I'm like some weird ass. Why am I clear?
Have you got Carl's computer?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. But I don't have a color. Oh, here, let's change it to something like this. Let's see if I can ping now. Why won't it let me ping? Weird. There it goes.
I see that, yeah.
No, yeah. Me.
Was that you? Oh, that was Carl. I don't know. Why can't I ping? Weird. All right.
Wrong layer. I was
repeating. Oh, yeah. That's probably it. Map and background. Nope. Select move. Nope. That's not it. Objects and tokens. There it goes.
Oh.
You guys are right there. Okay, so you've made camp. Who's going to be on watch and when?
I'll take the first watch.
Okay, just you?
Well, and I would. It would
there's what 13 of us, so we can split into 3-4-man watches.
Yeah.
Okay. How many? Are you, like 3 of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me, Carl, is Dr. Hansley doing anything
right now?
Yeah, like you know, you might want to meditate. Perhaps,
mediate. Actually, yeah, because I think I got.
You have a permanent minus. Until you meditate and regain favor with your God.
Yes, I will be meditating. Probably right. Meditating the whole trip.
All right. So give me a how do we do this? It's a get favor. La 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 la. Cleric spells. No, those are just a list of spells. Disapproval. I'm sure it's under disapproval. We disapprove.
I disapprove of a lot of things.
Disapproval. Ba-ba-ba. Okay. Well, that's disapproval. Oh, well, let's see. -2. I'm trying to remember which one you got. It must be on this disapproval. It was a -2.
Yeah, I missed it twice, and I thought I wrote it down on here somewhere.
Scroll up.
Yeah, it would have to be a number.
Let's see. Scroll.
The cleric is ordered to meditate. Maybe it was number 11. Yeah, the cleric incurs an immediate and permanent -2 penalty to all spell checks. Only way to lift this penalty is for the cleric to, and here's, last session I said meditate. So go ahead and make a, you're going to make a d20 roll with your, like a will save, which would, I think is going to be your wisdom.
There is, I'm looking at the saving throw.
If there's a will save saving throw, just hit that.
Right. Yeah, there is.
So, Dr. Hansey, you feel that Shul is still very, very unhappy with you, and you are not yet in his favor.
Oh, no. Okay.
You lost the initial disfavor. I think you had -1. Mm-hmm. That went away, but you still have that -2.
Okay.
Until you can try meditating tomorrow. Like, you can try this once a day.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So which one of your characters was in the first watch, John?
I only have one character, I believe.
No, you have, I thought you had 2. It's just Angus?
Just Angus. Everybody else died.
Oh, you had a guy die in this one or just in the...
Yeah. Didn't he get carried away by the rock?
I thought we saved him, but anyway.
Dildo. Who has Dildo?
Oh, is Dildo still in this?
Dildo's still alive. We say, who, you got some guy, and then Dr. Hansey, I thought, healed him.
Yeah, I thought so.
By the way, no one got hurt. I didn't think anyone got hurt in that last.
No, I don't think anybody's died in this.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Just in the funnel.
Dildo is here this year.
You have Dildo and Angus, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have Dildo and Angus together on the watch.
Okay. Second watch.
First watch. First watch.
No, that's the first watch. Anybody else on first watch?
Yeah, Todd'll join the first watch.
Okay. All right.
Bob will be on the second watch.
Anyone else on second watch?
Norwood and Spacey. We'll do second watch.
Who was the second one? Sorry.
Norwood and Spacey and Gersh. Who'd you put?
Bob
Pye.
Okay. And then who's on the third watch?
DBA.
We can put Matthias would be a good one for the watch, right? Although he's pretty stupid. Carl, you going to put one of your characters on the third watch?
Yeah, DBA's happen. Yeah.
We have Ty's guys there, too.
That's true. That's true.
Because they're nervous in the morning because they know what happens.
They're going to get called into the car or not.
So are we playing with Rex's characters, or are they just kind of in limbo?
No, you can. I mean, we can put them on watches and stuff.
Yeah, you said Mateus we could use as a human.
As a meat shield, he offered Mateus. Because Rex does have three characters. Like, if we wanted to kill Mateus, that probably wouldn't be. Although, then you'd lose your meat shield.
It'll have to be a good reason for the meat shield to die.
Yeah. I guess, we should save him for a good reason. But, so tell me again, who was on second watch?
Bob and Derek.
Spacey and Norwood. Bob, Spacey, and Norwood.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So you guys are Bob, Spacey, and Norwood. So let me look. Everybody give me Bob, Spacey, and Norwood. All give me a will save roll.
How do I do that?
Go on your character sheet.
Huh?
And then go under core stats. And then down on the right hand, middle of the way down, there's saving throws.
For will?
For will.
You went low for...
Oh, Jesus, Gersh.
We went low, right?
No.
Well, but then the modifiers are positives, so the better you are at something, the higher the saving throw is.
Minus one. Wait, you guys both rolled a fucking one. What the hell? Okay. But it's still showing that as red. All right, I'm going to have to, you're going to make me read the fucking rules. But I think, a will save, it's like a DC check, right? You want to roll over something. I had a number in mind.
Yeah, but the better you're at it, if the number's higher, then wouldn't you be, the higher it is, then the better you're at it, then you want to get under it because that number keeps increasing.
No, you want to get over it.
Yeah, but then why would it be harder for me to do a reflex? Like, if I'm really agile.
Yeah, you should get a plus to your roll.
Don't argue with
the modifier is negative one.
Don't argue with it.
Okay, got it. One is bad.
I think one is bad. I'm gonna look it up. I know John doesn't want me to look it up. Look it up. I'm not that drunk. I can figure it out.
There's 488 wills in the book. So.
Nice. You did a search. I'm gonna look for
because I have a low agility and my modifier is negative one.
Saving throws, page 20.
Yeah, I would think it would be up front.
Equal to or greater than it's saved, the save is made.
To make a saving throw, a character rolls a 1d20, adds his modifiers, and compares the result to a target number DC. If the result is equal or greater to the DC, the save is made.
Okay.
So you want high. One is bad.
What's
okay.
Bad? Oh, okay. Well, we got some bad stuff happening.
Yeah. and it's too bad. We should have put Ty's characters on watch, but Ty is back. And I do, I'm gleefully waiting to update Ty because we decided to introduce your characters, Ty.
player agency.
So, the caravan, there's this caravan master, Falafel, that the group is guarding, and his companion, making air quotes here, Uga, who is a very, very large woman. And Spacey, they're always late. So the group was waiting in the square, and Spacey followed. They got a messenger that said, please wait, we're coming, blah, blah, blah. He followed the messenger back, and bad things happened, and he found out where Falafel was staying, went up, peeked through the keyhole, saw unspeakable things, including a dwarf and a halfling that, you know, somehow were, like, greased up. And,
pegs! There were pegs! I saw pegs!
And then so Falafel and, Falafel came into the square later and introduced, this, dwarf and halfling as his, you know, he highly recommends these Grimnorn and Odo, as his faithful companions. And there's little residue of an oily sheen on their bodies. But,
yeah, Spacey said he thought he heard pig suey.
But anyway, you guys, aside from the perhaps questionable introduction, I think that you guys have gotten along, maybe. I don't know. You tell me not. But anyway, so we're camped now. I'd
be glad to share my skin.
Skin moisturizer.
Yeah, it's
moisture treatments
brought from the hills of Hobbiton.
All right. So, and now we're in the middle of the night. It's, you know, maybe a little bit after midnight. And, let's see who we got. We got, Norwood, the wizard, Spacey, the thief, and Bob Pye the fighter, right, on watch. Now why did you roll Bob Pye again?
Oh, I wanted to see what happened with the reflex throw.
Okay. Whether it added it, and it adds it in, right?
But it, I see a whole bunch of plus zeros, so.
Does he have a positive? Does Bob Pye have a positive agility?
No, he has a negative. He has a low agility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Whatever. Yeah. No, so, Spacey, you are on watch and you hear this kind of, singing, from deeper in the forest, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's enchanting. And Norwood and Bob Pye, like, just kind of stand up. And their eyes are totally blank. And they're just kind of like, you know, just kind of like, they're kind of swaying side to side, somewhat in tune with this enchanting melody that they hear. And then they start kind of, just, they're slowly walking into the forest.
Bye, yeah.
So who we got here? So I'm gonna, hey guys. I'm just start throwing, you know, pushing them, throwing rocks at them. Do they respond at all?
Nope. They're just, you know, they're like, they don't, you throw a rock at them and it like hits them and they don't feel the pain. And they're just, and you know, you try and like get in their way and they'll just stand there and kind of like try and keep going. And if you stop them, they'll stop, but they're just walking slowly. And you feel the pull of this music. You're able to like resist it because you're like, something seems funny. But there's this siren song singing and they just keep, you know, their heads are kind of cocked and they're trying to walk into the woods.
Okay, so I'm gonna run and wake up the closest person, the first person I come to.
Okay.
Who's
All right. Let's see who we'll roll a die to see who that is. Let's see what this says. It's Angus McCreeton.
Man,
What are you gonna say, Spacey?
I'm gonna say I think there's something wrong. There's a siren or something. There's people. Our guys are running away.
Well, let's make some noise. Let's get them up. Come on. If they're running away, things are going down. Let's wake people up.
Okay. So Angus starts yelling. I would assume everybody wakes up at this point.
Everyone's gonna have to do a save.
Yeah, Angus, give me a will save.
All right. What do I need to roll?
You just go on your character sheet and go on basic stats.
Basic stats.
Character sheet, core stats, sorry. And then there's a will save kind of midway down on the right. You scroll down.
There we go. Not so good.
Yeah, so you wake up Angus and I'll give him like, you know, the 10 seconds like, oh, well, we better get everybody up. And then his eyes glaze over and he starts walking towards the woods. But everyone else is kind of is awake now because Angus started yelling.
Okay. So I'm going to start yelling that there's
I want will saves from everyone. So if you haven't done a will save yet, give me a will save.
All right. There. Yeah, you got to set your base in the character sheet or it won't calculate correctly.
Okay. Oh, in the class advancement table, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I did that. Oh, yeah, we did that.
Okay. .com. The voucher. Okay.
Yeah, now I know why that reflex didn't show any negative ones is because there's a countering plus one, so it was net zero.
Oh, okay.
Because I see the plus one for my
42.
Will.
Will. I wanted will saves.
Man, you guys, we're in trouble.
Oh, jeez.
Damn it.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. Who we got here?
That's gotta
all right.
Be good.
Yeah, so the people who like wake up and immediately kind of start with their eyes glazed over and start walking into the forest. There's Angus, Grimnorn, Dr. Hansey, and have I gotten rolls from everybody?
Yeah, Dildo gave you one.
Dildo does not.
But the meat shields.
Roll. Let me roll for Rex. Or somebody can. I think I may have to. Let me do that.
You should roll for him.
All right, we'll do Matthias here. What is the? How do you get the base?
I mean, everyone is. It's the intelligence.
So under the, you've got your core stats.
Yeah, I'm just gonna fucking roll.
And it gives you a modifier.
Or personality, rather, is the modifier.
But you have to add that modifier to the saving throw.
So now the one doesn't matter.
Yep. All right, and then who else has he got? He's got Philibert. This one, he might get a bonus for this. I'm see if it's close. Oh, wow. He's fine. And then he has one more character, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Some Thorgrim. Core stats. Ooh. Roll. Gave me some error. That's bad. Let me try opening him up again. Thorgrim. It's not rolling. I may have to reload roll 20 here. Somebody can. I'm just going to fuck. D20.
Hey, can we go into this thing?
Wow, I can't even roll a D20. Huh.
Yeah, here's all right. Thorgrim.
It's not Carl's computer?
Apparently. I do blame Carl. I'm just going to reload the web browser. Okay, Ty rolled one for me there. So Matthias and Thorgrim also start wandering off into the woods. So the people who have not, who still have a clear head, are Philbert, Deviated Septim,
Dildo.
Odo Smallborough, Dildo, Todd Cobb, Bob Pye and Spacey.
Yeah, Bob Pye does not. That's his reflex. Ignore that.
That's right. Yeah, Bob Pye is wandering off in the woods. Yep. So, what would you guys like to do?
I'm gonna go up and try manually grab.
Let's try to grab these guys. Hey,
where are you guys going?
Hey guys, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
So, So, how many people are left, and how many people are wandering in the woods? Let's see. We've got. Is it more people that are wandering into the woods, or more people that are not?
I think more people are wandering.
I think there's seven.
Four, five, six people are not.
So seven are wandering in the woods. So, you guys are capable.
There you go.
of, you know, people can be restrained. But you know, they just, people kind of keep walking. And the first,
are they walking the first one?
Yeah, they're all walking to the, east, kind of deeper in the northeast, deeper into the woods, away from the road. Toward that way.
I reach down to my my water skin,
mm-hmm.
and if I can see him, I run up. Well, whoever's closest, maybe it's Angus,
mm-hmm.
and I give him a
splash it on
squirt of water, yeah, in the face.
Yeah,
hey Angus.
He doesn't seem to rouse out of it.
So how about if Devia Septim will take the butt of his axe and and whack somebody on top of the head?
Okay. who would you like to whack on top of the head?
Let's do somebody easy. How about Dr. Hansy?
Okay. Give me a d20 and with you. Give me an attack, and I'll give you some pluses because he's not moving real fast.
Right. Ooh, let's see where attack
should be on your under should be weapons. An attack.
Weapon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And don't worry about the damage. You won't. Damage him the full amount of your axe because then you're hitting
him.
He killed him.
Okay, and Doctor, that's going to hit. Let me think about what should happen there. What are you trying to do, Deviated Septim?
I'm trying to knock him, either knock him senseless, or kind of knock him out. Yeah. So he's basically
knocks him senseless.
Jar him loose. Yeah. Whatever.
You're not trying to like knock him back into consciousness. You're actually just trying to knock him out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah. You've knocked out Dr. Hansy. He just crumples to the ground.
All right. Nice.
XP.
Perhaps. We do give XP in this game for player versus player. We know that already. What did Filbert roll? Did Filbert pass or fail? Can't remember. Let's see. Filbert. Oh, Filbert passed. Let me look at Filbert's character sheet here. What does he have? Spell. Magic shield, sleep. I'm going to say Filbert is going to try and cast a sleep spell on the walker. let's have some fun with that. Because spell casting is fun, and it's Rex's character. Should I spell burn? I think I should spell burn. What do you guys think? What does he got? Oh, his strength is really crappy. Maybe I should not spell burn. We'll say zero. See what we roll here. Oof, that's not good. Spell check. Lost. Failure. The caster. Oh no, that's the siphon magic. One D 4, level 1, range 60. Did it roll a 1d4? No, it rolled a 1d6. Plus 3 casting points. So we rolled a 10. Let me look on the book here. I'm pretty sure, you know, it is giving me the result. I think I have to roll a, well, it doesn't matter what the, oh, maybe this, the D6 is for the failure. Let's see, sleep, corruption. and what did he roll on his 1D6? A 1. Well, that's probably bad.
He falls asleep himself, huh?
No. Caster acquires permanent insomnia, which has no immediate obvious effect, but manifests as an ongoing penalty to all rolls as his sleep deprivation increases, starting with -1 and increasing to -2 after a week and -3 after a month. Nice. No, and that, but that does not apply. He doesn't get corruption because he didn't roll a 1. It's just lost. It's just lost. That's a shame. Yeah, so he loses that spell. So that's not going to work. Anyone else going to try anything?
Yeah, I guess old Todd will start knocking people out too.
Okay, who are you going to knock out?
He was closest to whoever was in the first watch, which was John's characters. So which of John's characters?
Angus.
All right, I'll knock Angus out.
Give me a combat roll with whatever your weapon is.
Ernie.
Jesus! Wow. You didn't roll a natural 1, did you? Oh, you're -2.
Yeah,
-4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoosh. Like, I mean, I'm gonna give you lots of pluses, but you just miss. Like, yeah. The sleepy person kind of looks at you. I can't believe you missed me. And then keeps walking back in.
Dude, that's an app.
At this time, I'm gonna say, you know, all this commotion has roused, like, Falafel comes bursting out of his cart. He's like, what are you guys doing? And you can see him, like, it's like, don't go in the woods. Those are freaking tree druids, you idiots. And you see him start to cast the spell. Let me do this.
Well, we're going to see him fail.
Yeah, it's happened before. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, so you see him start to cast a spell.
Yeah, he goes,
fizzle.
Yeah, let me see what the failure spell looks like. I love the spells in this game. They're so... Ba-ba-ba. What spell would he be casting? Probably 2. And he might have passed. What did he roll? Okay. But I don't think so. Yeah, he's in the 2-11 range. Yeah, you see, he'll, you know, he's cursing you guys out, and you see making big flourishes with his arm. And there's this large of smoke, and then and nothing happens. He's like, "Damn it!" What else? What else are you guys gonna do? Anyone else?
Well, so are we? Is this like a round thing? Because basically, if we have time, I was gonna go around and start hitting people in the head.
Yeah, and let's say. You know, I made you made some combat rolls, but we don't have to be super, adamant about this. Let's see, what would be the best? I want to keep the tension in there. Maybe, I would say everybody has a chance to do one action, because you guys are, you know, so one guy has fallen on the ground. Who did we knock down?
Dr. Hansey.
Dr. Hansey's been knocked down. So there's 6 guys active, and well, 7 with Falafel. And then there are 6 guys still wandering toward the woods.
And they're all walking the same direction.
Yep, they're all kind of walking in the same direction. Blank
but looks they're
on
just
their faces.
They're just walking slowly or normal?
Yeah, pretty slowly. Zombie-like.
I think we should go into the woods and try to kill this forest dryad.
When we... before
okay.
these things.
That is a method.
Does anyone have, I don't have a wizard left. Does anyone have a dispel or a wake or any sort of, I've got a shitty thief.
We have so few casters.
Yeah. And Dr. Hansey is out. And I think if I look, you know, Philibert tried to cast sleep, but that's really his only spell that he have. It looks like he doesn't have a dispel magic or anything. He has. Cantrip, charm person, mystical mask, enlarge, magic shield, and sleep. That's the spells he has. So you guys, and he's lost sleep, right?
So Spacey will yell, Falafel, get your reamed ass over here with a weapon and help us take care of this, and then start running in the direction that they're walking. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's. So it sounds like we need to do initiative. Everybody, give me the D20 with whatever your initiative modifiers are. It should be a roll on your character sheet. I think you can pick your best character. Yeah, there's an initiative.
Even if they're out of it.
Oh, pick your best conscious character. Which is probably only one for most of you.
Wow. Somebody just
attempted to use a roll command, looking for the value of a selected token, but no token.
And that's the error it gave me. You have to reload roll 20. I just hit the refresh button. I blame Carl.
Here's the initiative.
You got to have tokens on the map for that to work.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. You make a connection between your character sheet and the token on the map.
All right. Well, you can look at your. So just give me the D20. Everybody roll the D20, and you should be able to pull your modifier off the character sheet or whatever.
What are we rolling, ducks?
Roll for initiative, John.
Oh, initiative. All right. D20.
A D20. Javelin. Oh, those are your... It's okay. All right. We got Ty. So, Ty, you were rolling for... Who's your conscious character, Ty?
Odo.
Odo?
Odo Smallboro.
Dildo is my conscious character.
So net 9, I guess he net 9 for you. Carl, do you have any modifiers?
It didn't look like I had any modifiers.
So deviated septum is a 16. John, this is who?
Dildo.
Dildo. Does he have any mods?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you can check. And Gersh, you're rolling for, is it Bob Pye? Todd Cobb. Todd Cobb is a... It's a /R space 1d20, Derek.
Thank you.
I don't know if it'll work for you since you typed in fuck you roll 20.
Computer roll dice.
Roll dice.
Computer.
It's not working.
Give me the formula.
There we go.
All right, and which characters of this is yours, Derek?
This is Spacey.
Spacey. 18. All right, and if you want to look up, I can't remember what mods are to initiative, but if you want to look them up, let me know if there's any modifiers to that.
I have none.
Okay. All right, and let me do this. Okay. What exactly did I roll on this random encounter? I remember. Where the fuck? The fuck was that one? It made perfect sense what I was doing. All right, well, we'll just do that. All right. And I roll. Okay, so first up, Spacey. So you're running. You've already told me what you're
running that direction.
Okay, do you have a torch? You can have a torch if you want.
I was on watch, so I'm gonna assume I have a torch.
Yeah, it makes sense. You run into the woods and, you know, there's kind of like shadows in the forest and like whispers and stuff, and you still kind of hear this music, but you know, you've already like decided that there's something really fishy here, and you kind of see, you know, the shambling bodies of your compatriots kind of coming toward you. But on the other side of this clearing that you've come into is another figure, and that sounds where it seems like this sound is coming from. There's still probably, you know, I'm not a combat map or anything, but I'm assuming you're still probably 40, 50 feet away. So, you could this round, continue and get adjacent to them, stop. I don't think you have a ranged weapon, do you?
I do have a crossbow, but I don't think it's ready. Yeah.
Okay. You could, I give you another option. You could get it out this round if you wanted.
Yeah, I'll get that ready.
Okay. All right. So that's what Spacey's doing. Next up is Deviated Septum.
All right. We're all in. I'm running up.
You're going to follow Spacey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you're kind of following behind. You see him kind of run into this clearing. You see a figure on the other side. You it sounds like this is where this strange haunting melody is coming from. And you see, Spacey kind of jam his torch into the ground, pull out his crossbow, and start to get it ready. So what's Deviated Septum going to do?
I guess I'm going to charge whatever it is.
Okay. Yeah, you feel like you're going to be able to get up next to it, but you're probably not going to, you know, you're not going to be able to make it all the way there to attack this round. So you kind of come up as you get closer. You know, it kind of looks like an elf with like brown skin. And you know, the fact that you've kind of come running into the woods, it's got kind of a surprised look in its eyes. But it keeps singing. But then it's starting to move its hands as you approach closer, but nothing else has happened yet.
And what is the singing sound like?
Kumbaya.
I don't know. It's an enchanting, you know, it's kind of a melody. It's kind of sounds like, almost like the lullaby that your mother used to sing you. You have to use your, you know, use your mind's eye. How about this?
What a blazing middle
name! I'm so glad we take this seriously. I like it. let me see if I can get some here. About that.
Perfect. It's peaceful.
Let's kill it.
All right. So that's going to be, that's what Deviated Septum's going to do. The brown woodland creature is going to continue its hand motions. Let's see. Dildo is actually next.
I'm next.
It's probably a little loud.
I'm gonna take out this singing wench. So.
All right. You're basically gonna come up on Deviated Septum doesn't know, but you're gonna follow, Spacey and Deviated Septum into the clearing. You know, you're going to, you know, well, tell me what you're going to do. You're not going to be able to reach this thing this round to be able to attack, but you can certainly charge.
We're charging, baby.
Okay. What is it, you know, is there a war cry that Dildo yells?
Teach you
no lubricant for you.
Shut up, bitch.
Going in dry.
Shut your pie hole.
Nice. All right. Then the brownish creature will complete its hand motions. Will it be a shining star? Let's see. maybe I shouldn't do that. Let's see. How about? Let me see here. Wow, 100 feet. Okay, let me roll this shit up here. Oh, I should make that private. So to maintain the secrecy, integrity of the GM role.
Your voice doesn't give anything away, Doc.
No, I'm sure it doesn't. Okay. All right. The woodland creature finishes its motions and incantations. The trees there's a wind in the trees, and then like from out of the branches of the trees, there's like an electrical discharge that comes down. Let's see who's there. We've got Dildo, Deviated Septum, and Spacey in that clearing. So we'll do this. Why didn't that roll? There it goes. Oh, okay. So, Spacey, this, I guess I didn't roll that one secretly. this electrical discharge from the tree comes down and strikes you for 1 point of damage.
Aw.
And you need to give me a saving throw. What
kind of saving throw?
Fortitude. Verisimilitude. Ooh, nice. You're able to resist whatever this spell was trying to do to you, and you just take the 1 point of damage. All right. Next up is Odo Smallborough. So, you know, everyone's run off into, you know, kind of there's a line of trees. So three of the guys have run off into that clearing, and you hear there's all kinds of like smoke and lightning and yelling and screaming. So what's Odo going to do?
I'm looking for one of the hypnotized dudes closest mm-hmm. to me. And I've got this chain, this 10-foot chain.
Okay.
And not necessarily tie them up. I want to trip them up, like bring them to the ground. I don't know, perhaps tangle the chain in their feet so they trip or something.
Okay. Give me a D20. I'm going to make it a DC check. I'm not going to tell you what the goal is, but I think the stat will be probably sounds like a dexterity thing, but. Or I could do strength because.
Make a choice, Duck.
You definitely want to do agility.
I know, because you get a plus two on agility. Go ahead. Give me the D20 plus two.
13.
Yeah, you're completely like, so who were you targeting?
Was there somebody closest to me? Otherwise, okay, Angus.
Tell me who was closest to you.
I was messing with Angus before, so let's
yeah, okay. So it's still Angus, yeah. So Angus trips and falls. Are you going to try? And I mean, you succeeded enough. Like, I feel like you could probably, like, you could kind of try and restrain him if you wanted. He's out for a couple seconds on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, I'll kind of hold on to his ankles together.
Okay. So you're going to keep holding on to him?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that kind of gonna tie up Odo. All right, so to speak. And then Todd Cobb is the last one to go there.
All right. So when I come into the
We got Rex's characters. Oh, hold on, let me roll for Rex's characters just because I didn't. Okay. Well, that makes it easy. So Todd Cobb is still next.
All right. He's going to, when he comes into clearing, instead of like charging down the center like the other two, I'm going to kind of skirt along the outside edges of the forest, but head towards the general direction of the small woodland creature.
Okay. All right. But you're going to try and get up and adjacent?
Yep.
Okay. And Todd Cobb is a warrior or a thief? He's a warrior, right?
Thief.
Bob's okay. Warrior. Todd Bob Pye is, yeah. Okay. All right. So is he going to try and sneak, or is he just going to go around?
I think it'd be kind of hard to, with everything going on, to sneak. So I'm just
okay.
Going
along. Not going to really try. Okay. All right. So that happens, and it's around to the next round. And up first is Spacey, crossbow ready.
Fire.
Give me a shot. I think you're pretty short range. I don't remember. There's range modifiers, but I think they're only negative if you're far away. I can't remember what.
There we go. Bad.
Yeah, you're going to miss. Whoosh. The bolt lodges in a tree, and the dryad kind of turns to you and glares.
The tree is not happy.
No. Don't fuck with the trees, man. Come on. Okay. All right. Next up is Deviated Septim. Deviated Septim is now adjacent to this brown elfish creature. What's happening?
I'm going to try to grapple.
No, nice. All right. So grapple was it's an opposed strength or agility. So you get to tell me. I'll let you strength or.
All right, 1 second. Let me figure out what.
Look at Deviated Septim's sheet. Yeah.
Yeah. Strength.
Problem. Okay. I'll do my roll, and you.
I forget. This is trained or untrained?
It's trained. Okay. Everybody knows how to grapple. If it's a skill, like, people would know. Okay, 1d20.
Falafel knows how to grapple.
That's right. Certainly Odo and what's your dwarf character know how to grapple. if you know what I mean. So tell me, you fail to grapple with the small brown. He's too slippery. You know, his skin feels kind of oily and slidy. Maybe you have some flashbacks, Deviated Septim, to some other oiled encounters you may have had. Oh no, wrong character. All right. So next up is Dildo.
Dildo, are we close to swinging?
You are in. You're in melee range.
Swinging at that
swing. Okay, give me an attack roll.
Okay, attack. See here. Do. Moving slow.
No worries.
Come on. Where's the attack roll? There we go.
Do.
Did it not come through?
You might have. Do you have another window where you have to enter in if there's any bonus or anything? I don't see it yet.
Yeah, when you hit it, another window.
A little pop-up window comes up sometimes.
Yeah. No, it didn't come up.
Okay, let me see if I can roll for you. This is... Who is this? This is Dildo.
How about that?
I still don't see a notification.
Huh. All right, that'll work. I see where you rolled something.
Oh, I don't even see mine. Why don't I see
mine? That was his roll for
Oh, that's my roll from before. Yeah. I'm going to reload. God damn it. Tell me, Carl, what did you do? If all else fails, blame Simmer. Simmer. All right. Let me try this again. Dilda.
Oh, I don't think it's because you don't have a damage die.
Damage bonus. Yeah, just give me a friggin' 1d20, dude. Oh, all right. First, actually, I forgot you're a warrior, and I forgot this for, you get to roll your deed die first. So tell me what deed you're trying to do.
I'm trying to hit her.
But remember, deeds are like, you can, if you roll a 1d3 and you get plus whatever that is, if you roll a 3 on your deed die, you get to do something special. But you have to tell me what you want to do beforehand.
I want to decapitate her. Yeah. There we
decapitate?
Go.
All right. You're swinging for the, head next. Separation from body. Yep. Okay.
All right.
So give me a 1d3.
1d3. Okay. I'll see a 1d3. I see a d4.
You can slash.
You can just, yeah, type it in.
Roll it. Slash R 1d3.
Slash.
Or you can hit the deed button.
Or you can hit the deed button. Which is.
Right in the, not liking that.
It's under.
Under weapons?
Weapons as well.
Under what? Oh, there we go.
There. Something happened.
I hit a 0.
Rolling d0. I don't think it rolled anything. Let me see what happens if I hit it. Wow, weird. I'm just going to roll for you.
All right, roll.
It's not rolling. What the hell? There it goes. Oh, you rolled a 3.
There you go.
You are going to get a decapitation blow if you hit. So give me a d20 now. You're going to get a plus 3 to your roll, plus whatever your other bonuses are.
Plus 3?
Plus 3. The strength gives you 0. You might get a class bonus.
No.
No.
He doesn't for, Dildo's a halfling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna miss, unfortunately, John.
Here, if you right. Hit it. Just for Hama, hit your attack button now.
Hit my attack button?
Next to the longsword. Go under weapons.
I hit that already once.
No, try it again. Try it again.
Oh, did you add some stuff in? There you go.
You didn't have a damage die, so it wasn't working.
I see. Yeah, you have to fill in that damage die.
It had a damage die.
It had 0 for your value. You have to.
Oh, you added.
He added it now. That's why you see it now.
Okay.
All right. Well, so you know, yeah, that deed die. You teed it up. You know, it was like the baseball player, Mark McGuire type swing, going for the neck, and you swung and you missed.
More like Bill Buckner missing the error.
Yeah. And so now the woodland. Creature is going to kind of settle down on its haunches and out, like kind of reach back into the tree, and out of the tree it kind of pulls this and as you, it just kind of pulls something, and it's a spear, and it's going to turn and stab. Why can't I friggin' roll? Jesus, it's just delayed. It is going to stab deviated septum. Or it's going to try to. What is your AC, deviated septum?
My AC is 13.
All right. It's going to miss. So. Maybe you do the bullet time move, deviated septum, or if you want to come up with some way you dodge that attack, that's fine.
Peanut butter jelly time.
My agility's not that great, so I'm going to say I kind of stumble to one side.
Yeah, just luckily get out of the way.
Luckily out of the way, yeah.
I like it. All right. All right, so then next up would be Odo Smallborough, but Odo is still holding Angus. Is Odo going to do anything different?
What's Angus doing? Is he struggling? Is he trying to get up?
Yeah, he's now just trying to get up. You're able to stop him. You know, he's not trying super. Like he's not. You feel like you could keep holding him.
Yeah,
but if you let go, he would get up and keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I try to. Keep him off balance and keep him down. And then while doing so, I'll yell over to
How's it going, guys? We got it under control.
Nice.
I'll be over in a minute to finish everything off.
Oh, and I forgot to do Rex last time. So, Rex had who? Rex had, did Rex have
whatever?
He had Filbert, just Filbert. Well, we forgot about Matthias was walking, but didn't he have Thorgrim? Thorgrim was also.
Yeah.
Okay. So he just had Filbert. Let me just look and see if Filbert has any other spells. I think he does. I'm going to totally burn up all his spells. Because why the hell not? Spellbook.
We'll make him cantrip. Paranoid.
Charm person. Enlarge. Hey, that worked last time.
Yeah, it worked really well.
let's cast Enlarge. So Filbert's going to kind of run into the clearing and try and cast Enlarge on Deviated Septim. Because it worked last time. He made Deviated Septim large before. All right. Yeah. Let's do this. Make you large. Large single die spell check. I really should spell burn, but I'm not going to.
There we go.
Hey, look at that. Let's see how it manifests itself. One. Okay, so this is one of those, like, so he makes his, he has his hands moving in a complicated gesture, and you see him making, like, things tiny and then things getting big with his hands over and over, and then he goes presto or something, and his hands fly forward toward, who did I say? Deviated Septim? He has to run up and touch you, Deviated Septim. So he will run up behind and kind of smack you on the back. And with a 21, what's going to happen? Excuse me. Enlarge 21. Oh, it's the target doubled in size. You have a +4 to attacks, damage, and AC. And you get +10 hit points. So you grow, Deviated Septim's probably a 6-foot guy. You are now, like, you're giant sized. And I'm going to say that your armor is going to go with you because otherwise you'd just be uncomfortable. Maybe it hurts a little bit, but,
it hurts so good.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Okay. So that was what Filibert is going to do. And then we're back around to the top of the order and giant Deviated Septim is up. Deviated Septim smash. Oh, wait. Did you not go? Oh, yeah, you fart. Sorry. Todd Cobb is up.
All right, so I'm going to keep moving around to get into...
Yeah, you could probably, like, backstab or something now if you want.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Okay. See if the girth rolling continues.
Probably not. Or probably will, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no, you get a hit. 5, damage 4. Okay. 6... -2 damage bonus. Yeah. Tell me what happens as you sneak around this dryad and stab it in the back.
As she grabs the spear and turns towards,
that's obvious bias. I never said it was a she. Could be a male dryad, you know.
Okay. The male dryad grabs the spear and turns.
Zer. Oh, call it Zer.
Zer. You know, things used to just be she.
I'm yanking your chain, of course.
Zer. So Zer grabbed a spear and grabbed the spear and started to attack Deviated Septim and while Zer was distracted, I managed to come up behind and poke it in its feminine yet masculine collarbone.
Strangely ambiguous.
I'm gonna add that there's some kind of weird, the song all of a sudden cuts off and it's like a weird screeching sound. And so all the guys who were like, just kind of like they kind of like grab their ears and kind of collapse on the ground. They're not super useful, but they're not trying to walk away anymore.
Oh, this is the hypnotized.
All the guys that had, and that were kind of shambling into the woods. Yeah. But it's like,
Mr. Andrew's going to wake up and stand by himself.
It's kind of one of those alien screeches kind of noise. Yeah, exactly. All right. So that was Todd Cobb. So we're back around to the top. So now it's giant. No, Spacey's first. Spacey's first. Spacey's fired a crossbow bolt into the tree.
So is it another round to reload?
I don't fucking know, dude. Look it up. do you want it to? It sounds reasonable for a crossbow. Star. It has a star. You should only get a D16 on an initiative check because you have a two-handed weapon. That's good to know. No, I'm going to say you can reload it. Fire again. Why not?
All right. I'll fire again.
Don't expect me to know the rules. What do you think? Come
on. Well, I figured you've played it more recently than I have.
Yeah. No, I mean, the last time I played it was with you guys. Oh, was that a natural crit?
It was.
You did. You wrote a 4 on crit table 2. Let me look up crit table 2. Crit table 2 is where? I should have my charts out. I think it's in the combat chapter for...
4 page 84. 4 page 88 of PDF.
Okay, crit table 84. Two? Crit table 2, it says.
What do you roll?
He's a thief. That makes sense.
Table 2 is
the
3.
Roll a 4?
Blow to a chest, staggers foe. You can make an immediate free attack.
Alright. Do it!
Yeah, like, I guess you're able, let's just say you have another, like, somehow, like, the next bolt just falls into place and it's like it's an automatic weapon. Give me another shot.
The Dark Elf repeating crossbow.
Yeah.
Kill this peaceful.
How does it do zero damage?
How does it do zero damage?
I think you did not put a damage in, so you're gonna have to give me some damage rolls. So give me a 1d6 for Give me, both of them are going to hit. Both of them are going to hit. And I think they're 1d6 for a crossbow, right?
Yeah, crossbow's d6.
Yeah, so give me 2d6 there, Derek.
And.
Come on,
Derek. Yeah.
So tell me what it looks like as this thing. And you know, you get this repeating move and it's going to die. Tell me how it dies. Okay, so it's like a plant dying at fast speed or something like that.
Sounds like a Tron feedback.
Yeah, you had some weird. Yeah. Okay. You were kind of breaking up, but I think I got the sense of what was happening. There's some sort of weird, like maybe scream, screech. I'm adding stuff now, but and it's like this fast forward, one of those time lapse photographies of a tree decay, dying, and then he kind of falls to the ground, and the spear that it was holding kind of clatters to the ground. And you know what? I want to look something up here real quick. Does this sound like an evil laugh? Because that's what
an evil laugh if there ever was one.
Because I just thought of something. But you guys probably don't remember.
No, we probably don't.
No. Okay. Yeah, the in the Dryad, you know, you hear this, what a world, what a world, what a world, what a world, as it kind of collapses and you know, rots into the ground. There you go. That's what happens. And I wonder if I should remind you guys about this or not. I don't know.
Come on, remind us, Doug.
All right. So, do you guys remember the funnel you were in? Not Ty, obviously, but the rest of you.
Vaguely.
It was a long, long time ago. There was a Dryad mentioned in that funnel.
Yeah.
Remember?
No, I don't remember.
I remember give me everybody give me a D20 plus their intelligence.
For our awake characters?
No, so yeah, I'm assuming you go back to camp, you regroup, you can kind of, the other guys have stopped clutching their ears and you can, well, give me your best character. Everybody's kind of back together and, you know, you're kind of talking about the encounter. You're having your debrief and everybody's best intelligence characters can try and remember. Yeah. Yeah, intelligence skill check. Yeah.
Just
trained.
Up.
Trained. Yeah.
Trained. All right.
I mean, I'm just looking for. Oh, jeez. Oh, you guys. Oh, Angus. Nice. Why does Angus McCreeton say Dildo Fletcher? Oh, because your name. Oh. Dildo, yeah. Rolled. Okay.
Dildo rolled because he was the better character.
Luckily, Dildo is a smart.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Literally. Okay, so Dildo vaguely remembers, you know, you guys first met. And went in this weird portal under the stars.
Yeah.
And he remembers that, you know, at the end of the encounter, right? You remember you went through there were these weird alien creatures and there was this army. And you killed kind of like the commander of the army and they all kind of went away. And there was you got a bunch of treasure out of that weird portal, that you've held on to.
Statues.
Yeah. There were statues, exactly. But you received
other stuff too, though.
Crystal ball. And you saw like that there was this field of alien stars on there. Yes. And there was this warlord and he said, you know, the guy whose place this was apparently an envoy of these aliens. And these aliens kind of look like goats, apparently. And you remember, Dildo, what he said. He said, I have waited a long time for someone to take the warlord's place.
Yeah.
His astral voyage was cut off before he could rekindle the spark of his mortal coil. I'm still in need of an ally on your world. Fill this copper brazier with wood from a dryad's tree. And ignite it with a spark of a living fire. The blaze will reveal the location of the other half of the rulership rod. Find that for me, and you shall be rewarded.
There we go. Bingo bongo.
Bingo bongo.
Some wood.
Okay.
All right, so let's get some wood from that biatch's tree.
Okay, so you grab some wood. You guys all, I'm assuming, you know, you're typical murder hobos. You carry all your treasures with you at all times.
Yeah, we're murder hobos.
So you still have a copper brazier?
Yeah, right in our back pocket.
Okay.
Yep, I have the crystal ball because I remember Todd took it. It's written in my inventory.
Nice. Okay, so. All
right. Let's light this candle.
Light this candle.
Do we have a living fire?
What is a living fire?
I would think a fire that is burning, yes.
Or something.
Yes,
from an elemental. You're really
from a fire elemental. Yeah, right. Derek's internet connection. It's friggin' Albuquerque, and their internet sucks.
It's not even Albuquerque. It's even further south. So yeah.
Even worse.
I'm 20 miles from the Mexican border, so.
There you go. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Las Cruces.
Okay. So, yeah, you're going to take some wood put it in the brazier, and you're just going to light it with the fires that you have.
Correct. It's yeah.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Sure. Why not? Yeah. So you light the fire, and you know, strange shapes start to you see strange shapes and the smoke coming out of this fire. It's a really smoky fire. Inside the smoke, there opens up a kind of a, you know, it's like a portal. A portal opens up, or, you know, maybe more like a LCD display window. and you see the goat man again. He's like, ah, you found the wood of a dryad's tree and were able to open the communication channel once again. Excellent. You perhaps are worthy of our attention. The next step toward bringing us into this world for total domination, I mean, bringing yourself great treasure, is to find the other half of the leadership rod. When you do this and connect the two halves, truly, you will have a device of great power. Perhaps even too much power for those such as you, but, you know, I leave it to your wisdom to decide how to use it. The leadership rod was lost long ago, and it was lost to a tribe of orcs that vanished east of the portal, portal that you entered on your world. They are the tribe, and I knew what they were called long ago, but my memory is not as good as it was. So I have to think about what their name is, as I'm not paging through books to figure out what their name is. They bore an emblem. These orcs carried an emblem with them. They had a sigil. The sigil was of a white rock. And then this was the tribe of the White Rock orcs that took the other half of this leadership rod and hold it. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. Huh, it's almost like, it's not white rock with a K, it's white ROC rock like the bird, so it's totally different. Not related at all.
Totally different.
But yes, find the tribe of the white rock, as in ROC, the bird, orcs, and you will find the other half of the leadership rock.
Are they in a golden cage?
Perhaps. And then the vision fades. All right. So you guys have come back to the camp. There, you know, you can grab the spear if you want.
Might as well.
Yep. You going to do anything else here?
Do we find anything with the dryad? Is there any treasure amongst her possessions?
If you search the dryad's body, you know, it's almost like a stick now. There's not much there.
Were there other victims that she had to the side that she left goodies?
Perhaps. I mean, you might want to like kind of look around the roots of her tree. You could do that.
Yeah, let's look. Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering if I want to make you roll. I'm not going to make you roll. Yeah, you find like as you kind of probe the roots of the tree.
We like probing.
Yes, of course you do. Dildo is very good at it. And maybe Odo Smallborough expertise in probing. See, but you find like there's a large number of bones, and apparently the dryad doesn't have much use for metal. There's a like large number of coins and various gems that appear somewhat worthwhile. And there is a kind of a rusty old longsword and a pitted small shield. And right. Let's say there's 160 silver pieces among the treasure.
Hey, that ain't bad.
Yep. So you guys can divide that up however you wish.
160 silver pieces between 13 people?
Right. Oh, maybe you guys just, you know, maybe you're a collective. Just keep it all in one thing. I'm saying let's not worry about that now. You guys can divide it up all on, right. You can fight over it on Rocketa for all I care. But, and
yeah, let's fight for it. We can do the Bernie stuff.
Right, yeah, so have a showdown.
Silver pieces. We got a little, shield.
Rusty short.
Yeah, a rusty pitted small shield, a rusty longsword, and then there's the spear, which appears to be kind of just all wood, although, you know, it's hard as rock, hard as metal on the tip, but it's like a wooden spear.
What devilry is this?
Hard as a rock at the tip, you know.
Exactly. Okay. And so all through this, by the way, I didn't emphasize it. Falafel, after his spell fizzled and people yelled at him, you didn't see him anymore. And then, you know, maybe half an hour after things quieted down, he kind of was like, well, it took you guys long enough to deal with that problem. What do I even pay you for anyway?
Not much, apparently.
And by this time, you know, the sun's starting to crest over the horizon.
An unconscious Dr. Hansley comes out of the caravan.
Going, ouch. What happened?
Why is everything so raw? All right.
Why is my head and my ass hurt?
It hurts there.
So, and at this point, Falafel is like, well, we could probably head out for Silomar. Just check on one thing, and you hear him kind of go in the wagon, and you hear, and then you hear, what? What do you want? Like, and you hear some whispering. No! And then, so Falafel comes back out. It's like, why don't you guys fix breakfast, and, we'll be on the road shortly.
All right. Let's fix breakfast, boys.
Okay. So you guys fix breakfast. It's quiet. Everything's done. Eventually a very grumpy looking Uga kind of you hear rah, 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 and Falafel's like, okay, we're ready to settle up. You head off. Let me do this. So you know, you've actually gotten an early start today, and so it's mid morning. You know, it's a very pleasant morning. I don't even know what time of year it is. I guess we could decide at some point. Maybe it's, you guys probably went adventuring at the portal under the stars, you know, maybe late spring, early summer. So at this point, it's probably still early. I'm going to say it's early summer. It's a beautiful morning. You come up upon, you kind of come out of, you travel through the woods. They're not an unpleasant, you know, the road is, you know, the road near the road, the woods are pretty open. Birds are singing.
Happily,
you know, well, I mean, they're singing, they're birds. They're kind of mindless, John. I don't know what you think. And as you kind of come around you see, as you come out of the woods, there's, large mountains in the distance. It's summertime. So, you know, they're rocky at their peaks, but there's not a lot of snow in them. So they're not, you know, they're not super high. But you see the road kind of lead into this town. It's not a huge town, but it's probably bigger than you guys have ever seen. Being from a, you know, a real small town. You know, so to your eyes, so, but to the meta characters, I'm going to say, you know, it seems like the town's probably, you know, I don't know, maybe a square mile in size. You know, you probably would guess it's around a 5,000-ish person town, but, and it's got battlements, kind of ringing it. On one side is, you know, the main approach to the town is from the east, and the, you know, the, it's got a wall and it's got towers that are in pretty good repair. But as you look to the southern side of the town, there's a, it's the wall is damaged, and it kind of, and there's kind of a swampy side to that town. The road kind of skirts around, and, it really looks like, you know, and there's kind of like tents out there and, you know, there's, it's swampy and there's almost like a miasma over that part of town. And then in the distance in the back, you know, on what appears to be the east side of town, there's like a citadel, and more towers in good repair. But the south side of the town looks like it's been in a major battle a long time ago, and has never been fully repaired. But the north side of town, as you approach it from the west, looks like it's in good repair and, in pretty decent shape. So let me see, do I have? I do. All right. So let me move you guys to a new. You're approaching Silmar. We're actually in module area.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
No, I took 9
I get. I know. I get distracted by side quests and random monsters. Gonna reveal. Yeah. So you're kind of coming up the road from here. As you approach, you know, this gate, the towers are, you know, they're large stone towers. They appear to be manned. There's a group of kind of, temporary crappy dwellings, maybe selling some crappy stuff, and Falafel's like, no, we must ignore this. Almost beggars, but not really. There's kind of some hawkers and stuff that come up. It's like, Come with me. We need to go to the Merchants Guild, for me to report in, and I'll pay you outside. So what are you going to do? You going to follow him?
Yeah, follow him. Okay. We got to get some money.
All right. I got to figure out where the fuck this place is. All
right. I'm going to get another beer.
Okay. How's everybody doing, by the way? All right. I'm going to use the restroom. I'll be right
back. Yeah, I'm gonna get a beer too. Be back.
I'm back. Alright, anybody else back? We're still here. It's just me, you and me, Derek.
Okay.
All right.
Deck, I'm expecting a call in a couple minutes that I'm going to need to take. So
what? It's not work, is it?
No.
Okay. All right, dude.
All right.
John's back. We just need Carl and Gersh.
I'm back.
Okay. Just Gersh, then.
He passed out?
No, he said he went to get a beer. He sounded pretty cogent.
I'm back.
All right. That's everybody. All right. Let's role play in this shit. All right. So this right here, this building, I got to switch to.
Which building is this?
Hold on. C3.
Okay. I see it.
Falafel, like, you know, there's guards checking everyone. Falafel says, these are my caravan guards, and the guards at the gate look you guys over like, what the fuck? Like 13 of these, like, you know, they're looking at you like, I don't understand why such a small cart needs 13 of the stupidest caravan guards I've ever seen. The motliest crew. but they wave you through, Falafel parks the cart, and you know, there's kind of porters out in front, and they're all looking at you kind of like down their noses. You know, they're dressed pretty well, and Falafel kind of says, stand here and don't make any trouble. I need to, check in and, get my, pay my tax documents and my my fees, and then I'll be right out to settle up.
Yes, sir. We'll be right here.
Who says that? Is that's got to be Oda?
Smallborough.
Okay. Because your other dwarf wouldn't sound that way, I wouldn't think. No. Grimnorn. Grimnorn seems like he would be a little.
Grimnorn. I'm Grimnorn.
Nice.
And I'm Odo. I'm still working on the voice.
I like it. All right. So, Odo pipes up and Floffle just kind of, he just kind of like, I don't know. He acknowledges it, but then you see him disappear inside. You guys going to do anything while you're standing there? Scratch yourselves.
Stay right here.
Is there anything obviously of value in the cart, the wagon?
No, I mean, it's all closed up. And the wagon's actually kind of like, it's kind of thumping from side to side. You would assume that Uga is kind of moving around inside. Remember, she's still inside. So, you know, don't come on knocking if the wagons are rocking. It's an operative term.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody wants to knock with her anyway.
Yes. Well, but no, you're saying you guys would kind of guard the wagon still. Make it look good for your.
Make it look good.
Yeah. I don't remember what he agreed to pay you. Do you guys remember? 500 gold pieces? No.
No, it wasn't 500 gold pieces.
It was it, I don't know, was it something like 5 or 10 silvers? I can't remember. You guys, what do you guys remember?
I thought it was like, he was paying for our food and,
there was a negotiation.
Yeah, I don't think it was much. I think it really was.
Yeah, it was more like, you guys didn't have to worry about, rations and stuff. He'll give you some small pittance anyway. So as you're standing there, you know, you see a lot of people coming down the main road, in and out of the gate. The things, you've never been to such a big town, you know, maybe your eyes are kind of wide. You do pick up, you know, there's these weird guys, walking around. They look, you know, they're wearing armor. They have this, some of them have a sigil, on their shields or on their, armor that's like a lantern. And then some of them, also, and those guys tend to have, you know, either spears or crossbows and they kind of march in formation. And then there's other guys with, more expensive armor, and they have a symbol of a hammer, mostly on their shields. Most of them all have longsword and shield and they march, you know, and the two groups never kind of meet.
Right, they're competitors.
Perhaps. And then occasionally you'll see, guys that have a hammer and have the better armor. You'll see some archers that look like they're elven kind of marching in formation with them.
So is there anybody we can talk to? Say, what's the, ask them what the difference between the two sigils are?
Sure. You could grab, you know, there's a bunch of people, you know, there's a bunch of like urchins running around. There's, you know, there's a couple of stalls, nothing right in front of the Merchants Guild here where you are, but you know, a little bit kind of out of the way. There's some stalls selling like, you know, maybe some sort of cheap ass booze and stuff. And
yeah, let's just ask somebody, just kind of shamble over there and protecting your own minor worthy goods so that they don't get killed. But
kind of shamble up. And so what are you going to ask him, John?
Hey, you know, what's the difference between these two sigils? We're new to the area, just trying to figure this out. So what can you tell?
You kind of go up to like an old lady in a stall and she's like, you buying something?
I'm just interested.
Are you buying something?
I'm just interested. What?
Are you gonna buy something?
Yeah. What do you got for sale?
Shit free here, man.
What do you got for sale?
I got the best wine in Silmar that you can buy for one copper piece.
Here, I'll buy a copper piece of wine, and it's probably
right.
And so what can you tell me about the the different sigils here.
Oh, the lantern guys, they're the night watchmen. They're the patrol, and the other guys, that's the guard of the patriarch. They don't get along so much, but they're both assholes. Watch out. If they see me, they're gonna kick me out of here. Get out of here. They're coming over. Come on, you're drawing too much attention to me. Take your wine and go.
I take my wine, and it's probably horse piss.
It's piss. It's total piss. It's unclear to you whether the grapes have just rotted or fermented.
Probably the first.
Yes. All right. 5-10 minutes pass. More people are kind of passing this through the street. People kind of look at you, but you know, most people, it's a big enough town. You've noticed that, you've noticed these kind of different soldiers. There's not a lot of them. But you know, it is near the gate. So the guys guarding the gate seem to be most of the city watch variety. There's a bunch of merchants coming into town. There's a bunch of, it looks like, there's kind of a steady stream, and they're having some trouble. Like, not all of them get through the gate, but it looks like, as you approach the gate, you notice this too. They're, people kind of carrying, they look like refugees, right? They're carrying like furniture on their back and all their possessions. A lot of them are getting turned away. And they head off to the kind of that ruined section of town to the south. The guards, sometimes you can even see the guards kind of gesturing that way. Some of them, the ones that appear like more well off, and someone, probably one of the thieves, you guys is able to pick up, like, it looks like a fives changing hands, and they're able to enter through the main gate, some of the more well off ones, but, they're still not, people kind of look at them suspiciously. All right. It's 5 minutes later. Falafel comes out, and he's got a bag of money. Like, all right, well, you got nothing. The goods made it here, and we made it here alive, so I guess that's all I can ask. You guys probably shouldn't take up caravan guarding for a living. You kind of suck at it. And
good advice, boss.
He jingles out, and he takes 5 silver pieces per person and puts them in a pile and kind of hands them out to whoever's nearby.
It's so shiny. Thanks, boss.
He's like, all right, well, yeah, if you guys need a recommendation, don't look me up.
We won't ask for it.
You guys, see ya. And then he turns off and marches his car down kind of the side street behind the guild. All right.
Before he gets away, Odo runs up and gives him a little hug around his leg. Thanks, boss.
And he's like shaking you off. He's like, God, like, ah. It's like, hey, we already paid you for the other night. We don't need anything.
And then he turns to the rest of the, isn't he the best, guys?
He's like, what? Remember, we paid you for your silence, Odo. Some things can never leave the inn.
Your secret's safe with me, boss.
He's going to kind of glare. March off. Okay. You guys are in Silomar. Go ahead, Carl.
I'll go up to I'll go up to the gate guard and say, blessings, my son. Is there a temple of Shul in town?
That's a great question. This is an iffy thing. Give me, what is Shul's, let's see, charisma, personality. Oh, he gets a +1. Give me, 1d20 +1. Do, do, do. Ooh, not bad. Not bad. 14. Yeah, the guard kind of like, you know, he's looking at you like, but he's like, this guy seems a little iffy, but you're able to charm him, Dr. Hansi. And he's like, well, yeah, some of, you know, there are good folk in Silmar who worship Shul. There is a temple, and remind me exactly what Shul is the god of.
The moon.
Tell me how Shul, what kind of god is Shul? He's obviously a lawful god, but what, like, when you commune with Shul, what is Dr. Hansi's impression of Shul as a god? Like, is he judging? Is he benevolent? Tell me what Dr. Hansi's relationship. I mean, I know it's on the rocks right now.
Hang on.
What is Dr. Hansi's perception of Shul?
I thought I wrote this down. Hang on.
You might have. It's been a long fucking time, dude. You could just make stuff up and we can just go from there. I'm asking you because I want to involve you in the story, you know. And I'll take whatever you have and I'll.
So the way I picture it, so the god Shul is the god of the Silver Knight. He's clearly I'm lawful, so he's lawful. He's a god of high regard. Only the most
somebody yelling him to clean up.
No, I'm doing push to talk, Matt, and I clicked on one of the spaces on my character sheet. Now it's got a bunch of characters. only the most devoted can worship Shul
What I'm reaching for, Carl, is like, what is Shul like? I mean, yeah, only the most devoted. Is he kind of aloof then? Like, describe, like, you know, and you can go outside of, you know, maybe you can go meta outside of what Dr. Hansi, but how do you perceive Shul as a god? You know, is he like a Greek god?
Okay. So certainly he's sort of. I'd say not, I guess it's kind of a Greek god, certainly a judging god because I just got it twice. I'd say he's more, personality is more honorable, but judgy.
Honor is a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Who, like, worshipers of Shul, aside from the priests of Shul, like, you know, like there's the Samus worshipped, what did we call him? There was like the god of justice. I'm looking in the book for where there's a, Shul is on this freaking list.
Yeah, he's on the list. Hang on. I thought
god? Isn't there a god? No. Or maybe it's patrons? No. Some of the stuff in this book is in a weird place.
It's a weird book.
Patrons 320. It is weird, but I do like the system though. It's just organized. I need Dean Essick to write this book because I, for whatever reason, I can find shit that Dean Essick wrote.
He's your spirit animal.
He is my spirit animal. Patrons, no. No, those are patrons for.
I think it's under cleric.
It's not in the cleric section. Maybe it's under cleric spells. No. It's not in cleric spells.
What are we looking up?
The list of gods for clerics, like by alignment and stuff. I thought it had a little blurb on.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Just where the fuck was that?
It's all the LSD these guys took to Crisis.
What did you say, John?
Something about LSD.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's definitely involved. for some reason, I think maybe it's in the magics.
The magic or clerics?
Well, I mean, the clerics are magic too. Greater corruption. Deity disapproval.
Gods of the eternal struggle.
Oh, where's that? What page that's on?
It's on page 32.
Yeah, that's weird. It's so fucking
old. God of the moon, unholy creatures, but that doesn't really say much about anything.
Yeah. Well, we can make up shit.
Just
God of the moon. Oh, unholy creatures. Yeah, so it's just God of the moon, so we can make it up. All right. What do you guys think? Somebody else tell me what Shul's like.
So Shul protects protects the lawful from the evils of night.
Okay.
Those that believe.
I like that. I'm just trying to figure out where his temple is.
But I would say his power waxes and wanes with the moon.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Like there's probably something along those lines.
Yeah.
And they have their ceremonies at night.
And certainly the most.
Yeah, under a full moon. Yeah.
Under full, yeah. Okay. Obviously, yeah. Once, you know, about every month, that's when Shul is the most powerful.
Every 28 days.
Every 28 days. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. So, the guard that you know, he's like, there is a temple of Shul. Unfortunately, it was in the part of the town. It's in the southern part of town, which has fallen, into some disrepute recently. It's now known as the Warrens. It's a pretty dangerous part of town. The priests of Shul, around the temple, they minister to some of the downtrodden in the Warrens. The
priestess is called Flo.
Maybe. But yes, the temple is in the Warrens. You can ask, you know, any reputable person you see on the way to the war to direct you where it is. It's a well known area.
Okay, well I must go visit my god. So
okay, you want to do some meditation?
Yeah, perhaps? I need to go meditate in the temple and probably do some deeds for my god and take care of the poor and the needy down there. That part of
okay.
It.
What is that's what Hansy's going to do. What are other folks going to do?
I mean, honestly, my characters could give a shit about Zul. So.
Give a shit about what?
Zul and at all.
Shul. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you guys going to split up or what's the plan?
Yeah, we should make a place. We should find an inn that we're going to all.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a great plan.
As a headquarters, and then you guys can go do your god shit, and we can have a few beers and have some food.
We're gonna split the cash so we have some spending cash because God wants to go out into the streets. He wants to see what the sort of fellow.
My guys are hungry and thirsty, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're gonna ask about inns.
Yeah. Let's ask about inns.
There's quite a few inns. People kind of look at you, rather than kind of role playing the whole thing into the nitty gritty. They tell you, so you learn basically that there's kind of four sections of town, you know, the section you're in, which is the northwest, the southwest, which is the Warrens, the southeast is the, so the section you're in is called the Common Quarter, and it's where, you know, the guilds are, most of the, you know, the lower class merchants. There's the Common Quarter, the Warrens. The High Quarter is to the northeast. It's where most of the nobility and the higher end merchant shops are.
And we're figuring out that category.
And then to the southeast is the what's called the Lord's Gate. So it's kind of where the Citadel is.
I suggest that we find an inn in the Common Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we find a place that looks like not the highest and not the lowest, kind of the middle tier.
Okay. So you find, okay, and also I'll tell you, there are three inns in the Common Quarter. There's the Hall of the Manticore, which is the high class. It caters primarily to well-to-do travelers, merchant lords, minor nobility. That's not it. Okay, the next one you hear about is called the Brass Dwarf. And this is a popular drinking hole for caravan guards and drovers looking to
there we go. That sounds like our kind of place.
Okay. And then the third inn is called the Inn of the Slumbering Drake, and it's quite famous. You may have even heard of it before. It's a landmark, and it's a known place where adventurers gather, especially those interested in Castle White Rock.
Well, no, that sounds interesting to us. So I think we should go there, gentlemen.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like the right tier for us.
Okay. So Hansy is going to head off to the. Is anybody going to go with Hansy or any of your characters?
I'm going with Hansy. He's a godlike person. So.
Yeah.
No. I mean, he's going to the bad part of town.
Yeah. So.
Septim going to go with him, Carl?
Yeah, sure. He'll go with him.
Okay. I mean, I think, in the middle, it's still.
Should we send Rex's characters with him?
Sure, why not? Yeah. Well, you got those guys will head off into interesting things happen in the Warrens, though. You never.
I know.
I'm thinking we're getting. I think this may be a good wrapping up point, actually. I don't know what you guys think, but.
All right, so we're going.
I'm at about my 3-hour GMing limit.
Okay, so let's get us a room in this place, and then we'll
decide what to do.
And then I want to. Here's Bub. So Carl will head. Carl, so Hansy and Carl's characters and all of Rex's characters will head into the Warrens.
Hey, Duck. Yes. Can I make? Why don't we end it where we just negotiate a place to stay, and then we can deviate them on the next
break. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Because Todd's going to want to go to the Warrens too, but not for the reason of going.
Maybe you can go together and then split off from them.
And maybe Rex doesn't want to go there anyway. So
yeah, that's a good idea. All right, I'll accept your suggestion. Except I was going to let. Well, we can just do Carl's meditation roll when we start up next time.
Okay.
So I gotta figure out where the hell the Inn of the Slumbering Drake is. Let me reveal some more crap here. Oh, it's big. Yeah, it's the C9 right here.
That's a big fucker.
Yeah, it's this big green building.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's easy to find way to the Inn of the Slumbering Drake. It's, it's famous. The rooms are going to be a little more expensive, but, rooms aren't that much. Maybe it's a silver piece per person per night, which is a little high.
Five.
Yeah, you just got five, so you're fine, right?
Yep.
You're here for a week, so,
Boom, we're here all week. All right. So you come in and in fact, if you want to go to the Inn of the Slumbering Drake, I have to go to the appendix.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wait, what? No, I'm in the module. Oh, my God. Nope. That is the wrong book. So many books. Oh, that's levels 9 through 12A. Sorry.
Well, we're a little far from that.
Not quite there. But the appendix is after level 4. It's a dungeon that takes you to level 15. It's a mega dungeon. Anyway, we'll do the fancy description of the Inn of the Slumbering. It's big. It's got a big room. They are not completely booked. You're able to find a room. I'm assuming probably
all 13 of us.
Well, I'm assuming I was going to say 13 of you. It's probably, maybe, about four or five to a room. And they'll have, little cots or bunks or something. Or you guys can just big spoon, little spoon it all up.
The YMCA of events.
Yeah. And so maybe a 5-person room, 3 silver pieces or something. So
sounds fair.
So you arrange for rooms, and we will stop there. Let me do XP since we've actually been pretty good about this. How are you guys doing on XP? What are people's totals like?
Where is I on?
Good question.
I hope you're tracking it because I'm not. Let me look at Angus
here. I was.
Yeah, one of my guys is
17.
8, and one guy is 30.
30, okay. 50, it could take 50 to get to level, so we're getting there. So I'm thinking,
where are you located?
It's on your main, on your stats.
Your core stats.
Yeah. I'm thinking Rex's characters, I'm just going to give them 2 each, because that's going to be the minimum.
Okay.
So put him there. And it's Matthias. And he's got Thorgrim. Thorgrim really didn't do anything.
No, he just kind of was a lump.
I'm gonna do 1 for Thorgrim. And who was the, and but Philibert did do something, so I'll give
him. Yeah, he casted a few spells
and stuff. And he failed. I'll give him 2. And we talked about Matthias at least once. Thorgrim basically got hypnotized, and that was bad. All right, so then Angus.
Mm-hmm.
Angus got hypnotized.
Yeah.
He didn't do a lot, do you think? Nope. I think Dildo did a lot more this session. So what do you think? Like 2 or 3 for Angus, I'd say, John.
All right, I'll say 3 just because I'm generous.
Okay. Right. I'm willing to let. Bob Pie, what do you think?
What about Dildo? What are you going to give Dildo?
Dildo did a lot. Take 5.
Okay. All right, I'll take 5.
What did Bob Pie do, Gersh?
Other than reading some fountains and getting hypnotized, not too much.
Give him 3. And then, all right, we'll stay with Gersh. You've got Todd Cobb. Now, he backstabbed.
Yep.
He did some stuff.
Yeah, 5. Give him 5. All right. Next, Deviated Septim did a lot. I think 5, Carl, for Deviated Septim.
Sweet.
And Dr. Hansey, I'm going to give 4 just because, you know, he tried to do some stuff. He was just horrible at it and, you know, wasn't able to. But Dr. Hansey is always in the thick of it. Let's see. Grimnorn.
Grimnorn.
Yeah. Oh, you're back. Yeah, we're doing XP.
I get hypnotized. What's that worth?
That's 3. It's worth 3.
Wow.
I'm gonna give Odo 5 though. I feel like Odo brought.
Just for the voice.
He bought the oils. He did bring the oils.
Let's give Grimnorn. We'll give Grimnorn 4 because there was a voice for Grimnorn 2. All right. Matthias already did. Norwood. Norwood didn't do too much. Nothing. Give him 3.
I don't think I heard Norwood's name.
Yeah.
I love Norwood's picture. That is
Spacey funny. Did a lot. We'll give Spacey 5. Yeah. And I think I got everybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ty, just FYI, the decision was made to get rooms at the Inn of the Slumbering Drake, which they were sold on the fact that apparently it's well known to be an adventurer's inn, especially those interested in Castle White Rock. So you're sharing 3 rooms, you know, big spoon, little spoon style. And, in the morning, or maybe after you get settled, and in the next session, Dr. Hansey is going to head into the Warrens to go find the Temple of Shul. He feels like he needs to meditate a bunch and try and get back in the God's favor.
Atone for his sins.
Yeah. And then the world's your oyster for what everyone else. So, it's a town full of opportunities.
Need to replenish the oil.
Right. Hey, you know, you never know who's going to need those services.
For the lantern, you guys. The lantern.
That's what you call it. Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. Well, we made it to Silmar. So, hey, we're on module territory. I like it.
Nice.
You guys did well. And, you know, only one random encounter that I didn't let us distract us too much, but it was still kind of fun. And it happened to be a dryad, and then I heard the other shit about the dryad, and that worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
It's almost like I've got a plan, but I don't. You know better.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, I will. Well, here's what my plan is. I'm going to put another doodle out there in the next week or two, and we're going to just, if we get four or more people in this, we're going to go. So, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to treat your characters like we treated Rex's characters. Not horribly, but, you know, if we need a meat shield, you never know. So we'll try and do our best to get everybody to come, but it's going to be summer. And if I gave four people, probably actually I won't kill anybody that's not here because that's no fun. So you don't have to feel super stressed about that.
Unless it's a full party kill.
Yeah, TPK. TPK, yeah. I've never done that.
No, your characters have survived.
Wouldn't happen. Never happen.
Yeah,
Tom. All right, boys. Well, I appreciate it. I was looking forward to this, and I was not disappointed. I need to do more DCC stuff.
Yeah.
I completely forgot all the rules and everything. So.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I did actually do some prep, but
it
gets better when you run more sessions in a row. I'll dust the rust off here this summer.
The rules overhead aren't that great anyway, so.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's mostly kind of knowing, you know, how to find spells quickly and stuff. I'll get better at that. Cool.
All right, boys.
Good stuff. All right.
You guys have a good night. Yep.
Hey, buddy.
Just let the rhythm slowly. Don't let it stay. Wanna know my secret?